Well, we're going to open this hour with a very, very special guest who we are very excited to have on the Mountain Stage. He has two releases right now, two groups of releases, I should say. One is a group of 6 7-inch vinyl singles, two-sided singles, that come with some incredible artworks from some very important artists. It's all of a package. And the other release on his own label, Banana Stan, is arrangements that he has done over the years, Volume 1 and Volume 2, arrangements on his own songs and his own performances, but also of other people's who you may well recognize because he's done work for many, many years. He's been a member of the American Boys Choir. He's been a child TV stage actor and also with the Met in the New York City Opera. Been a folk singer, scored movies, arranged songs for movies, collaborated with Brian Wilson on the album Smile, produced many, many records over the years from the first Ry Cooder and Randy Newman albums to recently Joanna Newsom and Skrillex. He's a songwriter, a singer, and a studio session musician that's played on hundreds of recordings over the years. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Van Dyke Parks.
Jump. All the rise. Attempting to be a hero in my own home, I wrote these three songs for my children's delight. They're about the survival tales of Brer Rabbit. Opportunity for one a day to make hay. run through the blue for you. They say you the one I find futurity for, one day to make hay and a race to be run through the blue for you. They say you the one. We might happen to meet. Ain't it sweet when it's a glad song? Just keep flapping your feet to beat the band out of a sad song. God only knows which way the wind blows. Could blow us away. So I always say, my honey, don't go. Let's spend a day and dream this away. Like honey to be, it's just you and me in love for a day. It's a glad song. Just keep flapping your feet to beat the band out of a sad song. God only knows which way the wind blows. Could blow us away. So I always say, don't go. Let's spend a day and dream this away. What could be wrong? Just string me along and love for a day. This is the stalwart, the bold and beautiful Jim Cooper on bass. One more of these rabbit tails to migrate forth with what Mark Twain called our most precious piece of stolen goods, and those from Georgia and Africa beyond. This is about a fox who rode a rabbit. Whatever was I thinking? Rodeo, come along, come on along. I just may be going your way. And it won't take you no. I gotta giddy up and go on the road with a show, if I may say so. Rode a ho rodeo, oh here we go, where they say the lovelies do play. Maybe soon or late, that's the time we go straight. We're gonna confabulate, come along. Don't be calling me brother, you're too hard on my hide. Gotta get a hold of a halter, friend, and I really need a saddle to ride. Got me in this position, you pardon my pride. seem to me like an imposition. Friend, if you must really need a saddle to ride, in the spell of the southern moonlight and the charm of the women and wine, might as well just surrender tonight to remember this wonderful time of your life. You must leave all your worry behind. Don't worry, not to worry. As they say, the pleasure is mine. Gonna hit the road, Jack. Lazy, lay yourself back. Let's leave Georgia behind for Carolina. I'll wake you when it's time to dine. Fella, you can feel free to take advantage on me. I'm a true and trusty, don't worry. You dressed up for the party tonight, holding hope and that she would be there. You look smart for the party, all right. A delightful and debonair hair on a night that is right for some devil may care. Come along, come on along. I just may be going your way. Maybe soon or late, that's the time to go straight. Gonna confabulate, come along. Come along. Come along. Come along.
Yeah.
So I believe in the song as a political potency, a thing that moves mountains, changes hearts. We shall overcome the Marseillaise, the Hatikva. The list goes on. I always think of the people that I've known that have labored in this field of songwriting. With great affection, I dedicate this new song to Vic Chestnut. For every good reason. Snuff said. This is an actual salute all the way around. When John F. Kennedy dined at the White House, he summoned the Nobel laureate elite, and he recalled the collection of talent when Jefferson sat down alone there to eat. He threw the laughter aside, says it can't be denied, there are those with no food at our feet. That is history, brothers and sisters to me. That's history. And now executive timber still trembles whene'er you might mention that sweet bird of youth. We have elected rejection of civil affection. In one word, it's really uncouth. So throw the laughter aside when I speak of a snide and a sinister contempt for truth. For those who hunger and thirst not for liberty, who look for sanity caught up in vanity, we hear the cries of a rising humanity. Your history. History shows that a rose by a nose. Great Republic for which it to stand. History exposes it's prudent to honor a student of the law writ by Moses for man. Leave us not mention the tension of snide condescension from banks where I've been a hat in hand. I feel like yanking their treasures not costly and say why thanks, it's a pleasure not hostily, while at my leisure remind them who's boss, you see, I'm history. And then they laid him in state on a train on a date, John the Reaper to join FDR. And then he rolled down a track with a clickety-clack to meet his brother cross over the bar. Talk about brains, I heard trains riding over remains of the victims of hunger and war. And I heard voices rejoice in my industry, your history. History shows that a rose is a rose by a nose, a great republic for which it does stand. History's filled with regret, and it ain't over yet, between Muhammad and old Abraham. Talk about tribal, the Bible's a tale that I fancy, yet plain folk with reason demand to ask what we can do for our country we, and ask what our nation will make of its economy. What with its brains and its grains, please explain to me such misery. City of tents, those with no recompense are encamped on the broad White House lawn. There is a pitiful sense of despair in the air, and a man of the law says, move on. There is a house on the hill where they eat till they fill us with will in this dark before dawn. I could paint you from old Deuteronomy a richer picture to fix your economy, but I'd offend you, my friend. I surrender the end. I'm history. Thank you. You know,
what do you want me to do? No, this is all very well. Nice of you, gentlemen. So
I'm very grateful to you for indulging in that raw thought that I thunk. And as my wife told me, that there are two things a Southern gentleman learns to say. She's from Memphis. The first is, of course, yes, ma'am. And the other is, whatever was I thinking? And that's exactly what happens to me whenever I face a song I've written. But urgency and political potency trump vanity in a search for sanity. Isn't that funny? So I'm going to sing a song I wrote when I was 24 to just show you that I'm still on a political conquest. Gone is all thought of wild women and song, just basically what we can do for others as we leave. 1964, I was 21. He is not your run-of-the-mill garden variety Alabama country fair. Left on Silver Lake, he keeps a small apartment top, an oriental food store there. He returned to Alabama to see what he could see. Off the record, he is hungry, though he works hard in his Alabama country fair. I should think he'd fade away the way that bohemians often bear the frigid air. He returned from Alabama to see what he could see. Constant commentary by the way sign. Nowadays them country boys don't cotton much to 1, 2, 3, 4. Get to bear your arms in the old golden. You will know why hayseeds go back to country. Constant calmer might still our stately union. Nowadays a Yankee dreadnought take his time to win to sea for. Get to bear your arms in the old golden. You will know why hayseeds go back to the country. That was for Steve Young, a great American, great, great, great artist, a songwriter, wrote Seven Bridges Road. The Eagles celebrated that song. But I've been loving songs all my life, and I work at it. That's my discipline. It's what I do now in my 70th year, and I'm still doing this, and I love it. And I love it that Jim Cooper is here to help me do this. Because, as my mother so conveniently noted, I put my retirement before my career. Some of you may never have heard of me, but I would like to put it in my agent's language, because I now am basking in the anonymity I sought and apparently so well deserved. I'm just going to tell you that my agent put it this way. This is the arc of an artist. And let us remember, a moment away from the levity, in the second verse, Vic Chestnut wrote these thoughts. There is no shelter in the arts. I salute that man's incisive understanding of what it takes. But here's an artist's career arc, according to my agent. Who's Van Dyke Parks? Get me Van Dyke Parks. Get me a young Van Dyke Parks. Who's Van Dyke Parks? So I'm Van Dyke Parks. Two more tunes. Let's do this. I wrote this for Brian Wilson as a pay-on to California, my adoptive state. Orange Crate Art was a place to start. Orange Crate Art was a world apart. Room for two in view of Sonoma, where there's aroma and heart. Memories of her Orange Crate Art. Orange Crate table and a rocking chair. Barnyard gate waiting some repair. Trust in fate and sweet inspiration. You could go bust to replace just what is here by the case. Hear the lonesome locomotion roar. Hobo, hop on if you dare. It rolls where grapes of wrath are stored, and it stops on a brasero's prayer. From the vine of a vintage crew comes the wine of this rendezvous. Room for two in view of Sonoma, back when Ramona had heart. Memories of her Orange Crate Art. Well, this is the swan song. I can't believe it just doesn't sound like it, but we practice. There's so much going on behind the curtain, I guarantee you. We practice these things. So, this is my postcard to Athens. Ours, not theirs.
I desire company, I leave the footprints on the sand by a reckless sea, hoping you come to me. And we'll explore what might have been, and leave the shore and give this tired old world a spin. When my ship will come in, sun up will sail away the day that my ship comes in. Fast as the highest mast can take us to anywhere but here. One captain's paradise for two. Sky and a sea that's twice as blue. It all waits for me and you when my ship comes in. You go and get the telephone, give it a good yank and thank God we're all alone in a tropical zone. While we sort out the Caribbean, at every port, the third world orders nouvelle cuisine from that aquamarine. Sail away the day that my ship comes in. Fast as the highest mast can take us to anywhere but here. We'll tell our kind and gentle friends there still is time to make amends, and we'll send them a card that ends till your ship comes in. Sail away. Sail away. Sail away when my ship will come in. Sail away.
just sail away. We'll just sail away. Sail away. Sail away. Jim Cooper on bass. See you soon.
Van Dyke Parks. He has two projects out there right now. A collection of 6 7-inch vinyl singles that also have some great art, original artwork on the covers, and 2 volumes of arrangements that he has done. All of this is out right now. Go to his website to check that out. When he was at the Columbus Boy Choir School in what's now the American Boy Choir in New Jersey, he sang Stille Nacht for Albert Einstein, who invited the choir into his kitchen. He remembers also watching Vincent Price's House of Wax in 1953 in 3D, and behind him there was Einstein with the 3D glasses on. Image that's in my mind ever since I read that. He was the second Amal in Amal and the Night Visitors. He was a regular on the Honeymooners television show. His first arranging job for the movies was Bare Necessities and Jungle Book. David Crosby asked him to join a group. He declined. It was the Byrds. As you can imagine, a very fascinating man to talk with, Van Dyke Parks. Check out those new singles. And now, our own pianist, Mr. Bob Thompson, is going to do a tribute to the late Whitney Houston called Saving All My Love for You. Bob Thompson. His music is at colortones.com. Bob Thompson, a little tribute to Whitney Houston.